This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Alexander, Alexander, first name Blair, Blair, date of birth September 17, 1958, date of evaluation August 24, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. Saqib, Saqib, Hassan, Hasan. The chief complaint, 63-year-old male seen preoperatively. The HBI, the patient is a 63-year-old male who was scheduled for right facet nerve denervation, D-E-N-E-R-V-A-T-I-O-N, period. The patient has reported a back injury dating to 2016, period. He has had a progressively worsening band-like pain radiating to the right buttock, period. He had initially underwent a conservative course of therapy to include CT, thalmosteroid injection, and less invasive procedure, period. However, he had continued with pain, period. Pain is typically 7/10. It is worse with driving. It is likely improved with heat to include heating pads and hot tubs, period. He had been evaluated and was felt to have a disorder of the lumbar spine, period. He underwent MRI of the lumbar spine on February 9, 2022, period. This revealed L5-S1 central disc protrusion, period. There was mild subarticular recess narrowing and mild to moderate bilateral foraminal stenosis, period. This study was similar in appearance to the comparison study. Period. It was noted to be broad-based disc protrusion and annular fissure, period. On March 3rd, 2022, he underwent bilateral L5-S1 transforaminal epidural steroid injection and bilateral L5-S1 epidurogram. He was felt at that time to have bilateral lumbar radiculitis, period. On May 6, 2022, he first presented to Dr. Hassan the complaint of pain in the lower back, period. Examination revealed mild tenderness over the paraspinal muscle, period. There was significant pain related to light essence maneuver, period. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the right sacroiliac joint. Sacroiliac joint denervation was recommended, and the patient is now being preoperatively serious. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, on the shortness of breath, The past surgical history includes EMC joint arthroplasty, next number left hand, in October of 2021, next number left great toe surgery, time to 3, next number left total hip replacement. Medications, meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams, 1 BID PRN, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 HS, allergies, non-drug allergies, family history, mother died of breast cancer, the social history, the minus drug or cigarette smoking, and notification of alcohol abuse. The health system, I see wears glasses for distance, otherwise unremarkable. The VR system, otherwise is unremarkable, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 136 over 84, pulse of 72, respiratory rate of 16. The height is 68 inches, weight 180.6 pounds. In general, he is a pleasant male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination reveals paraspinal tenderness involving the L5S1 area, period. ECG otherwise is unremarkable. The correction, examination otherwise is unremarkable. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 66 beats per minute, non-specific SVP abnormality otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 63-year-old male who was noted to have an industrial injury, period. He has had chronic and worsening low back pain, period. It was felt that he was in quite a right SI joint innervation procedure for diagnosis M51.37 and M46.1 using general anesthesia, period. The patient is felt to be medically stable for his procedure. He is therefore cleared for pain. Recommendation, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.